as a result of a Rule 21 motion on House File 1444, which came out of the Tax Committee this morning, a transportation bill, and Senator Ortman thought it should have been sent somewhere other than to the floor. So, Senator Ortman?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. We did hear Senate File 1444 in the Transportation and Tax Committee this morning, and after a few amendments were offered, the committee settled on the A3 amendment, but we did not have a spreadsheet at the time, and so I asked that members be given a spreadsheet. I have one that's dated today at 1:13 p.m., and it shows that the spreadsheet will have the cost of the 1444 as amended will have a general fund impact in the 2014-15 biennium of a cost of $8.793 million. But the Senate's targets that have been adopted and under which we've all been operating for the last several weeks shows for the transportation and public safety budget a reduction to the general fund of $12.8 million. So the bill as amended would throw the general fund out of balance. It would throw the targets out of balance, and it also contains some appropriations. And so I thought the next appropriate place would be to go to finance, but I didn't see the spreadsheet at the time. I might have made it at the time. Senator Squine might have too, but we didn't have a spreadsheet. So I would ask this Distinguished Rules Committee to send this bill, Senate File 1444, to the Senate Finance Committee.
Senator Cohen, I think you saw this bill earlier with a much larger appropriation than this, I believe.
Correct. Mr. Chairman, it's not a secret that we've looked at a variety of options relative to transportation. Some of the things that had been hoped for have not worked. And Mr. Chairman, Senator Ortman, there were some fairly lengthy discussions between the chairman, the majority leader, and the chairman of the tax committee, myself, relative to how to make this bill work for the purposes of the Senate. And Senator Fischbach, to my left, can certainly tell you that in the finance committee, we've had extensive discussions about what kind of money was available. One of the things we did was to reserve money in the Senate budget, not the Senate operating budget, but the Senate state budget, for a possible need to augment the transportation bill. And that determination was made yesterday. So, as chair of the Finance Committee, I've reviewed everything. I don't believe that there is anything in terms of appropriations. Maybe, I'm not quite sure. I don't think there's anything new in the bill in terms of the appropriations. The question is the funding. And the general fund dollars are not totally within the province of the Finance Committee. The Tax Committee also has access to that money as well.
Senator Fischbach.
Mr. Chair, maybe Senator Cohen can explain that a little better. You mean the Tax Committee is allowed to appropriate? Is that, I guess, because I was always under the impression that the appropriations needed to come through the Finance Committee, and I would argue that with the significant changes that were made, and yeah, we saw the transportation bill before the changes that were made in the Finance Committee, but I do think it needs to come back.
Senator Cohen.
But Mr. Chairman, Senator Fischbach, I believe the changes made were not the appropriations, the changes were the funding sources.
But Mr. Chair, I think that changes where money is going to be coming from, because taxes were funding some of those dollars, as I recall.
Mr. Chairman, and Senator Fischbach, that's correct. Or apparently, the Tax Committee made a decision that some of those monies, the tax monies, were not available. Senator Scoy can speak to that. I can't. That in terms of appropriating money or placing money for the purposes and targets, there's not, in the Senate, Finance Committee is responsible for appropriations, which were made in the bill as it left the Finance Committee. I don't think that changed. What changed was the nature of funding. What I'm suggesting is, if you're taking a look at the discussions we've had in the Finance Committee relative to bottom line monies available, that is as available to the Tax Committee as to the Finance Committee. And the Tax Committee has less need of that because they have the ability raise taxes, lower taxes, keep taxes the same. same. And so it's a question of saying, okay, the target for the Transportation Committee has changed because of the inability within the Tax Committee to do what Senator Dibble had hoped. The Tax Committee has as much access to that, those monies as the Finance Committee does.
Senator Cohen, Senator Fischbach, when the targets were set, there was, I believe it was the bottom line on the targets that listed bonding and other bills or something like that, and then there was a number of, I don't remember the exact number, $80 to $100 million.
$110.
How much?
$110.
And it said, I believe it said bonding and other. The intent was some of it would be potentially available for cash in the bonding bill for things that weren't bondable. Some would be potentially debt service for a potential bonding bill. Some might be related to the pension bill, which I think at the time we didn't know what the target on the pension bill was going to be. And certainly we were concerned about the transportation bill also. That's why there was a line on the targets with that $100 million or so for these kind of miscellaneous bills as they move through.
And Mr. Chair, we've been running a lot of these miscellaneous bills through the Finance Committee. And, this bottom line, I guess this morning it was 115, I guess. So I'm not, I think it moves a little bit, or if different people give us different answers. But all that aside, I do think that the Finance Committee has a responsibility. And Senator Cohen, as chair, I think we have a responsibility to take a look at this because the bottom line is our responsibility in the Finance Committee. And I think, we're meeting on Friday. We could certainly deal with it then.
Senator Cohen.
Well, Mr. Chairman, no, the bottom line is the responsibility of the Senate. Now, obviously, the policy committees aren't meeting. They don't have jurisdiction over the money. The divisions of finance, and Senator Scoia can speak to this, I believe the property tax division on tax is no longer meeting. The finance divisions are not passing bills to the full committee. But we've had discussions between the two of us in the Finance Committee relative to bottom line dollars. That's within the jurisdiction of the state Senate. So in this instance, Senator Bach, Senator Scoia, and myself met or talked about what we would do with the transportation bill. And we agreed that there was money available to augment the target for the transportation bill. I've been a member of the Senate Finance Committee for many years, and going back to when I first went on the Finance Committee, I became a little more aware of how we handled the state budget. When Senator Miriam was the chairman, there's always been within the Senate budget, and again, I'm talking about for the general state budget purposes, there has always been money not allocated to the divisions or to the Tax Committee for the purposes of whatever might happen. And obviously you've seen that on the finance side of it. This morning it happened on the tax side of it.
And Mr. Chair, I appreciate the fact that yourself and Senator Cohen and Senator Scoia have had the opportunity to discuss this and decide what's going to happen. But I think that the entire Finance Committee, including members of the minority, would appreciate having at least a look at it and some input, even if it's simply the opportunity to ask questions and see what's going on with it.
Senator Orban.
Mr. Chair, the motion really is one made out of respect for the institution. The Finance Committee has jurisdiction over this. There's a brand new spreadsheet that the Finance Committee has not seen. And, Mr. Chair, the Tax Committee has acted, sent its bill off the Senate floor. It's in a conference committee now. And from what I can gather from what Senator Cohen is saying is there might be some leftover money on that bill for this kind of expenditure. Well, that should have been brought to the Tax Committee's attention if that was the case. And, in fact, when there was an appropriation for construction of the Capitol and the restoration, that was at least line-itemed on the spreadsheet in the Tax Committee. But we had no idea that there was still going to be, we're never informed that there might be other money on the bottom line that might be spent on something like this. And I think we owe it to our public to make sure they understand that when we pass a sheet like this with the targets on it, that we're going to stay true to that, and we're going to have public hearings about where all this money is being spent. And I would just ask you to take the time here to do the right thing and send it to the Finance Committee so those members can also, whether they're in the minority or in the majority, can speak thoughtfully to the people of Minnesota about what's happening here.
Any other discussion? Senator Cohen moves that the committee report be adopted on House File 1444. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The contrary, no?
No.
Motion prevails. Rules Committee is adjourned.